there are citizens all around the world lobbying their federal governments to put a meaningful price on carbon that will put a halt on emissions and return all of the revenue equally and fully out to the people.
That's Ingrid Manns, a co-founder of the New River Valley's chapter of the Citizens Climate Lobby. CCL is working to get a carbon pricing bill, okay, let's call it what it is, a carbon tax bill, passed by Congress. But this tax would be paid to you.
So that the regular folks aren't harmed by the rising cost of living typically associated with a carbon tax.
CCL has created a carbon calculator anyone can use.
Where people can enter in where their zip code, what kind of electricity they use, household size, and it would predict for you what your impact would be in the first year of this carbon fee and dividend. So it would estimate what your rise in costs would be compared with your dividend check.
Manns did the math and she found 2/3 of households either break even or come out ahead with a carbon tax. The lower your income, the higher your carbon tax return and vice versa, because higher income often also means larger carbon footprints, bigger houses, more cars. The less carbon you create, the more money you get back.
That's a part of what we're trying to do in terms of making it politically viable. So we don't end up with a yellow vest movement like in France, where people freaked out about the gas tax.
Peter Greider is a business consultant in Blacksburg and part of CCI.
Because in this case, we want people to know that every month they're going to get a check that's deposited into their account that's the carbon dividend from that carbon fee.
Here's how it would work.
So the idea is that everything that's related to carbon will be more expensive and a little bit more each year, but the dividend will go up each year with that. And that expense, that pricing, will affect innovation and conservation. It'll finance all the innovations that are out there right now.
Innovations that could benefit everyone, say supporters, but perhaps only if everyone gets involved.
You know, we know that this policy is the best first step.
Elena Coppa is a user experience designer for websites and also with CCI.
But, you know, we also know it's not perfect. It's not going to solve all the impacts of climate change. And I hope that as a country, we will find a way to take that first step and not get stuck in these debates over perfectionism that's preventing us from making progress.
And it just may be that the political planets are aligning on the idea of carbon pricing. It's caught the attention not only of Democrats, but also Republicans. One recent poll found more than half support a carbon fee, and for under 40 GOP supporters, it's 75%.
The focus is on bipartisanship, that we have to get everybody on board with this, because we're all in the same boat with climate anyway. And it has to be bipartisan so that the bill will stick. This law can't be something we have for 2 years, ends up in the courts, battling it out, and never gets implemented. We have to have everybody in agreement that this is what we're going to do.
Again, Peter Greider.
We're working with Republicans, Democrats, everybody in between, to try to get support on something that's going to help everybody.
The Energy Innovation and Carbon Dividend Act of 2019 has now been referred to 3 different House committees for review. Its supporters hope to see a companion bill introduced in the Senate. In Blacksburg, I'm Robbie Harris.